Earlier this month, a 1,000-year flood devastated Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. The damage to the county alone is estimated to surpass $34 million. And on Thursday, FEMA, the government's Federal Emergency Management Agency, arrived in town to assess residents' damage along with local partners. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez went to the city's northwest side to see how FEMA operated after the flood and what residents should expect moving forward.
Colette McDougall loves her home on North 58th Street, calling it a blessing. It's got an extra bedroom that family members know is always open. It's where her aunt stayed when she was an in-home hospice. And it's the house on the block that neighbors know they can rely on.
I would go around and help assist if the grass need cutting or any help they might need, I would do that. You know, so they know me and they know how adamant I am with my lawn and keeping my home. I am very adamant about that, you know, so I love my home.
So when flooding hit her block earlier this month, including close to 5 feet in her basement, Miss C, as she's known, sprung into action, letting neighbors know what to do next.
Get everything out. Make sure that you call. You have to put this claim in for it to be picked up for free.
Every block needs a Miss C.
But even Miss C can't do it all. Thursday afternoon was day one of FEMA and local partners, including the state's emergency management team, Small Business Administration, and Milwaukee County, going door-to-door assessing damages in the city, including Miss C's home. There are six teams like this scattered around Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington County, all doing the same thing, knocking on doors, asking residents questions like,
was it clean water? Was it dirty water? How many inches of water in your home? Was it above electrical outlets? Did it have impacts to major utilities in your home, like your water heater, your furnace, your HVAC?
And those are this is Kim Kieblish from FEMA. She says it's okay if residents aren't home, but they'd like to talk to as many people as possible to validate the damage. This process could take anywhere from a few days to the weekend to even longer.
Basically, after these damage assessments are complete, the state will make an analysis of this data and make a determination on if local and state capabilities are exceeded and they would like to request federal assistance.
If that happens, it'll eventually end up on the president's desk, who is the ultimate decider if FEMA funds can be dispersed to Milwaukee residents like Miss C.
I'm by myself and I'm on a set income, and a lot of my family, they have their families and dealing with what they have to deal with behind this as well. You know, there's a lot of us that's been impacted. So I'm just hoping all the help and support would be there to help those that don't have that support deal.
Emergency management says that residents should continue to clear out their homes and call 211 if they need any help with the cleanup. For Milwaukee Public Radio, I'm Jimmy Gutierrez.